Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm here to remind you to give the gift of scuba. And luckily, we were able to escort Scuba Radio's drunken Santa out of this studio. Bubble Boy,
I pushed him down the steps, Greg.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So he's either passed out or unconscious.
He threw up on the hood
or
of your
both.
Car.
Oh, great. All right. Well, at least he's not here. That's all that matters. You know, once we got him out of the way, though, I did show you guys the new tabletop version of Tiki Toss.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge hit at the DEMA show. And I broke a record of 25 seconds there where I did all four channels. Basically, it's the Bimini Ring game. And they've come out with a tabletop version that has like four little mini ring games so you can play against three of your favorite friends or people, three people you don't
Assuming
like.
Assuming you have three friends.
Well, yeah. Or you just find four people and you play against each other. Or as you do what I did, which was do all four channels, all four stations individually, since I have no friends.
And well under 10 minutes.
No, it was 25 seconds at DEMA, and then I did it in 15 right here. Bubble Boy witnessed it.
I don't know. Was that certified?
Well, you were timing it,
yeah,
but you said the clock
minutes.
Didn't.
He got it 15 minutes.
No, you guys are liars. Jerry the Diver Guy timed me at 25 seconds in the Bahamas, at the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party.
I think you got a magnet in there. I think there's a trick to it.
No,
I think one of
them's
magnetized.
Jerry, back me up here. You got my back on this, right? You saw me do this, right? I was the leader. I broke all the records. Can you back me up on that? Oh, he's just going to be quiet. He's not going to answer me. Great.
Well, I think his silence speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. And I'm a little annoyed by that. But nobody could touch my time of 25
seconds.
No, you were
pretty fast on that first run.
PlayTikiToss.com. You can go there and check out this new tabletop version of Tiki Toss or the Bimini Ring game that has been a huge hit at the DEMA show and some of the other events that we attend. Another little gift-giving idea for the holiday season for the diver on your list. Or, you know, it has kind of a loose tropical vibe feel. But here's something that's way better. And I have my buddy Marty Snyderman on the phone to tell us about it. Marty, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Great, Greg. Thanks. It's been a while. I'm tickled to be on.
Yes. Well, it's an honor to have you as always. I mean, Marty is just a world-class underwater photographer and just a great guy. And I've known him for many years, and he's very generous with sharing his underwater photo tips and tricks with everybody. And you can, of course, read a lot of his articles that are published in Dive Training Magazine. But you got a cool new project on how to share diving, share scuba, the whole underwater world thing with not just your fellow divers, but future divers. Am I right, Marty?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have just launched, really, as of yesterday, with my partner Rick Voigt. You might know Rick from Vivid Fish.
Absolutely, software for tweaking
underwater pictures and making them look great.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick and I are partners in a new online magazine called Featured-Creatures. So it's featured-creatures.com.
Right.
But it's for kids and adults in their lives. It's all about marine life. And the genesis of it was that I had a bunch of relatives, aunts, and uncles in my life that I just didn't have anything in common with. They were good people, and I thought I was a decent kid some days anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you just kind of have that generation gap. And this is a way where when you give a subscription, they're monthly editions, and they're filled with pictures and things kids can do. There's little rollover vocabulary words, and kids get not just content and fun facts, but they can share pictures, some of the pictures on social media. They can download and print some pictures. But the idea is when you have an option of giving a subscription to a child and also receiving the subscription yourself so that you have something in common to share with a child the next time you see them.
Hmm.
And that's the whole idea.
Yeah. I mean, it really is a cool thing to give for the holidays, especially because if you do have some grandkids or just nieces or nephews, I mean, Bubble Boy definitely falls in that category. And you want to share your love of diving, and they're a little too young to get into that element. This is a great introduction to the underwater world that not only they get to experience, but you get to experience with them. It really is a noble thing that you did. And you had told me the story at DEMA that this actually started from your own, you know, personal experience in that regard. Am I right?
You know, it really did. It really started because I had an aunt everybody in the family told me she was a decent human being. But, you know, we just stared at each other a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought about this thing, give a gift, create a bond. And there's really quite a long story in this, and I don't know how interesting it is to your readers, but when I first met Rick, he worked at Kodak.
Right.
And I just heard him give this great presentation at DEMA one day. And three or four years ago, I never saw him after that. And I was walking down the aisle at DEMA, and I heard a voice I recognized and went, "Hey, you're that guy." And I stopped and talked to him to see what he was up to. And he was doing Vivid Picks, and I needed somebody to do the back end. I had the idea for the content, and I can write it and provide the images. And we put our heads together and kind of came up with this thing. And we've got a little video clip from Howard Michelle Hall in each edition. I think probably a lot of your listeners know Howard Michelle as the world's leading underwater filmmakers. They're IMAX film producers.
Absolutely.
Do all underwater stuff.
Yep.
And everything has been edited. I wrote the original version, and we have a retired 20-year-long elementary school teacher to kidify the content. So if I make some statement of how much an animal weighs or how long it is, she's able to say that's the size of a school bus or that's about as big as your pencil or your little finger, to kind of help us make sure we're getting the kids.
Right.
And that's where it all came from.
Well, you know, it's really cool. The website is really nice. The way it laid out perfectly. I mean, featured-creatures.com, by the way. Go check that out. And as far as how it's set up on this subscription situation, so each month, once you subscribe, the kid of your choice or whoever you want to send this to will get an updated flashcard kind of thing in their email or something. Explain how it works.
They get a little notice that says an edition is available to them.
Right.
And they log on and can get it. They need to be online, but they can get the edition that way.
Yeah. And then they'll get that for a certain period of time, depending on which, you know, subscription time frame you pick. Right. 6 months
exactly.
Or whatever.
Six months or 12 months.
Okay. All right. And then you'll get it too. And then next time you see him at the holidays during, like, you know, Thanksgiving at the dinner table, you'll have something to talk about other than just staring at each other blankedly like, "Well, I haven't seen you for a year. What have you been up to? Oh, the weather's nice." This gives you something to bond over. I love it.
Yeah, and that's you pretty much got it in a nutshell right there, Greg. I mean, that really is the whole idea. And it also, you know, it gives me something to do with a library full. You know, I got 150,000 images in my library. Not all of them are first class, but you know, I've got. It's a way for me to put my work to use, and that tickles me.
Yeah.
And doing this thing for the next generation, it's actually several generations away from me now. But that tickles both me and Rick. It's just something we're pretty into.
Yeah. Well, and not only that. I mean, if you're the giver. All this stuff that you're putting in, you know, this online magazine and sharing is stuff that you're going to learn about, too. I know there's a ton of stuff on here that I was like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, and you'll learn along with the person you give it to, which is, you know, it's kind of nice. So, like you said, you give and receive at the same time. That's a very cool package that you've put together. And the image is, I mean, you undersell yourself, Marty. Come on, let's be real. I mean, you know, Marty has been around the world and then some, and has some of the best images that have ever been, you know, published, period. And everybody respects his work. And so the imagery that you're going to see on this, you know, stuff is just is first class all the way. Can you hang over for the next segment here, Marty, and talk about some of the diving you've been doing lately? Because, I mean, you're doing it all the time.
Absolutely. And, Greg, let me just say real quick, if I can.
Yeah.
If you go to featuredcreatures.com, you can see a sample edition. And there's also a little two-minute-long video that I've done that kind of explains the whole program. But you can also see exactly what an edition is like. And thank you, and I'll hang on.
All right, perfect. Featured-creatures.com. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
Five bowls of flushing?
Four roids of throbbing? Three nose hairs waving?
Two children starving?
Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio, Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio,
I love it.
Scuba Radio,
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, it's the holidays. And I apologized in advance, so that should make up for that little ditty. I am Greg the Dive Master, Marty Snyderman, world-class underwater photographer and the creator of Featured-Creatures.com, new online magazine that you need to check out, especially at this time of year, where you can share the underwater world with your friends, your kids, your nieces, your nephews, whatever. It's a really cool website that you can subscribe to and take advantage of, especially at this time of year. So, Marty, I'd be amiss if I didn't, you know, bring you on the air and talk a little bit about your latest diving exploits. Now, I know you're down for the count for a little bit, but you have been diving some pretty cool places the last few months. Am I right or what?
Absolutely. That's that's what I try to do with my life.
Yeah.
My last trip, I spent 3 weeks in Indonesia in September. Mm. I was at Maluku Dive Resorts and then on Dive Damai, which is a liveaboard in Alor. And that's the most recent thing I've done.
Now, that was the thing I saw on Facebook where you were doing yoga on the deck of the boat. Is that right?
Well, I was doing yoga on the deck and yoga off the bow, as a matter of fact, Greg. I've gotten into yoga in the last couple of years pretty hard, and it's a lot of fun. And we do this. The studio where I go is really progressive and does some kind of leading-edge stuff, and they do these things where you hang upside down. Hmm. And you see it at some other studios, but I was doing that off the bow of the Damai, where you're kind of on a swing and your feet are in the air and your head's down.
So that was legitimate? I thought you were joking around when you posted that part. I knew you were really doing it on the deck.
How do you do it?
I thought you had lost a bet or something. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I thought it made for a great photo. That part of it's probably right. I've lost a lot of bets in my life, but no, that was all volunteer. Actually, the crew of the Damai had to work really hard. We had to figure out how to get me up in the air and get any, you know, props out of the way. It all worked, but I was winched up on an anchor line.
Okay, so that really is a thing to do, upside down yoga.
Yeah, and it's a lower back opener and all of that. And you know what? One of the things is I've got a bad habit as a diver that I tend to kind of flex my lower back. I arch it and flex it when I'm diving. And it's not an uncommon thing. It's just an unnecessary thing.
Hmm.
And so that kind of lower back opener, you know, helps me out. And if I screw it all up when I'm doing it on a boat, I land in water instead of concrete.
Well, there you go. That's true. Honestly, I thought they had made you walk the deck or walk the plank or something, and they'd stuck you out over the side of the boat and was like, all right, we'll show him.
They thought about it, and then you know, once I did it, everybody else wanted to do it.
Oh, I'm sure. Now you got me intrigued. Absolutely.
Follow the idiot, I think, is the game. But it was a lot of fun.
Well, the
diving there is just, I just had some phenomenal diving. The world of little creatures in Indonesia, where you're just looking in the muck and on the reefs, it's just mind-boggling.
Well, is it small animals really creative, like from another planet type diving, or is there big animals too, or what?
There's a mix. It depends on where you go and what dive site. But I'm an animal geek, and I just am. And so there's a lot of that stuff that the critters that you look at that are just alien looking. Mm-hmm. At this stage of my career, I have a pretty good idea of what most of them are. But every once in a while, I just get a head scratcher, and I still love it. I love the whole thing as much as I ever did, and feel like the more you know as a diver, the more you kind of peel back the onion of the ocean, and there's an infinite number of layers. But the critters and the number of different critters are just magical, and I have days. I've done this thing 15,000 times or whatever. I'll have days where I'll see six animals I've never seen before. Hmm. And that just doesn't happen in very many places in my life.
Well, I bet. Yeah. Now, are you one of those guys, though, that when you get down, say, you're doing like a muck dive and you're looking for the smaller, more creative type of critters and you want to get that perfect photo where we'll just see you laying down in the mud, for literally 30 minutes at a time? Or are you, like, moving all over the place or what?
When you say, are you one of those guys, are there other guys?
Well, there might be a couple. I've seen a few.
I find something. My whole thing is to find a critter. I spend time looking for something that's interesting to me, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to camp out.
Yeah.
And the only reason I leave after 30 minutes is if I have to, if I ran out of air. I love watching animals do what animals do and then trying to capture and share that. That's my button.
Yeah, and what are you shooting these days, Marty? Are you doing only stills? Are you doing video too now, or what?
You know, I worked in the film business for about 20 or 25 years, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I started producing films, and I made a lot more money, and it took kind of the fun out of it for me. So I had been in the stills world really primarily for, I guess, 15 years or something like that. I hadn't thought about it, but it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect I had hair when I got into the film world, you know, got out of the film world, and I don't anymore. So yeah. It's been a while.
Well, that'll do it. That'll make your hair fall out. Because working with stills, I don't know how you guys do it. I don't have the patience, excuse me, for it. And what I'll do is I'll shoot video and then I'll just pull a frame, which is cheating when it comes to still photography, as far as I'm concerned. But, I mean, it's the only way I can get something usable for the things that I do.
And we appreciate it when guys do that because the quality, the resolution that we get off still cameras is probably better.
Oh,
so keep doing what you're doing. Don't mess up my marketplace.
Never. I don't. Trust me, your job is not in jeopardy with my work by any stretch. But I love hearing how you operate because everybody can learn from a master like yourself, and you're very generous with that kind of stuff, and give a lot of seminars and help people with tips, and obviously the stuff that you write for dive training. You're always giving those photo tips, and that's greatly appreciated, my friend.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I certainly learned from a lot of other people. Howard Hall and Ned Nana DeLoach and Paul Heumann and folks like that. You know, I love to go down on dives with them and just watch and see what they do.
Yeah.
And it just makes my head explode, for the next idea.
Well, you hear the passion in his voice. He's been doing it for so many years, but it's infectious. You gotta love it. Marty Snyderman, underwater photographer extraordinaire and new owner of featured-creatures.com. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so I got to thank Marty for helping us out. I caught up with him a little bit there at the DEMA show in Las Vegas last week, and he told me about that new project. I said, yeah, we got to mention that. That's good timing as we look at the creative ways to give the gift of scuba. Now, I just shared some of those gifts with CJ and Bubble Boy, and I don't know who's going to get the calendar, but... I brought a calendar back from our friends at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas. And,
that's nice. I got one of those.
Yeah, Jerry the Diver Guy picked up one. I got one. But I figured I'll let the guys have it because it features people like Liz Parkinson, our shark girl friend over there that's doing all those crazy videos.
Super and, sweet girl.
Yep, and a lot of the other dive masters there at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas. And they did this calendar. And little did I know, I thought she was joking when she said, oh, yeah, we're naked. And I'm like, what? No, and I thought she was joking, and then I looked, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, I mean, they're covered up, but they're, like, free.
Free diving.
They're free diving.
Well, they are free diving, actually, and they're free diving. Yeah. And
in the buff.
It's very intriguing, but I figured, you know, I want to let the guys take this back to their home, where my kids don't see it.
No,
it's actually very tastefully done. It's art.
It is art.
So who gets it, you or Bubble Boy, CJ?
We haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided?
Maybe we'll have to
flip for it.
Do some kind of bet.
Cage, or
drinking contest.
Coleslaw wrestling. Wait a minute.
Bimini ring toss.
Ooh. Work.
Yeah, we could. Hey, I showed you guys how to do it. You could do that. You do a ring toss for it?
Yeah.
That could work.
That's fair.
I think it's very
fair. I think
fair.
He's way better than me, though. He'll probably
Why do you
win
say
it.
That? Why do you think that?
He's just got...
I always choke.
He's got skills.
Hmm. All right. Well...
He's got skills. I get lucky
but
once
you like,
in a while.
You like the calendar, though, right?
Oh, I
so
love it.
So you go to stuartcoves.com, and I believe it helps benefit... what is it? The Women's Diver Hall of Fame? Is that what it's for, Jerry? Do you remember? Look
I think
on
that's
there.
What it is.
Yeah, it's some beneficial thing. But it's nice.
We couldn't get past the pictures.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying. It's good for us guys.
We'll take another look and let you know.
All right. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. Today we're going to learn how different cultures around the world celebrate the holiday season. Aww. Now pay attention.
Melakalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night. Melakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Melakalikimaka. And then what he said? I think it was something like that. All right, so look, you know, Jerry the Diver Guy is with us as well. He picked up one of those Stewart Cove calendars featuring Liz and the crew with all the dive masters there at Stewart Cove's. It's a really nice calendar. I brought something else, too. Our buddy Al Hornsby also works at Patty and is a world-class photographer in his own right. Has a new book called Face to Face. Do you see that right there, CJ? Look at that. Did you guys even notice that, or are you too busy looking at the
pictures? Oh, there it is.
Quit looking at all the hot girls and look at this. No, not that. This.
Right.
Yeah, Face to Face. This is a new book from Al Hornsby.
Ooh.
That features some of his...
Is that a scalloped hammerhead on the cover?
I believe it may be. I'm not sure. Wow. I can't see it from here. But it's called Face to Face by Al Hornsby. New.
It's autographed.
Yeah. Coffee table book that he was signing there at the DEMA show, and I got me a copy. Very nice. You could,
I forgot to get one of those. Great.
Well, you can go to, I think. Whoa. You can go to Amazon or, you know, Barnes and Noble and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But Al Hornsby, Face to Face, very nice. That's a fancy schmancy book there, isn't
this
it?
This is really
yeah.
Nice.
It is, and a good book.
Yeah, and Al's been in the industry forever, and obviously is a world class photographer in his own right. He kind of did this on the side, on top of running the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. And, he gets more notoriety for that, but his passion is definitely his photography.
Grizzly bears in here? Mooses?
Yeah. It would be
Moosen.
No, I think it's mice.
Moosen.
I don't know.
Mises.
Yes, it's those. But yeah, he's a wildlife photographer, but it's very nice. So that'd be another cool gift for the, wildlife enthusiast. Maybe on your list. It's
this is incredible.
It's not just underwater photography.
But there is some cool underwater.
Absolutely.
Stuff.
He did a poster of a shark I think it was from a shark feed. I forget where. And he signed a bunch of posters that were, I was like, wow, where did you get that image? And I was like, oh, it's just one of them from my stash. You know, all these underwater photographers, they undersell themselves. Like Marty, him, I mean, Marty kind of does it professionally. Like I said, Al kind of just did this as kind of a fun hobby on the side of his real job. He did it very effectively. So I don't want to undersell his photography skills by any stretch. But check it out. Al Hornsby.
This is really cool.
Face to Face. Now that one, whoever takes the calendar, the other person can have nothing because I'm keeping the book, guys. Sorry.
Way to
go, Greg.
Just
want to clarify that.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Crap out of luck.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's what happens when they don't go to the big...
Well, it says to Greg on it, so who would want the book when it says to Greg?
Me.
I mean, we would.
Well, I would. Okay, so we solved that question pretty easily. All right, I mentioned Treasure Quest Snake Island on the Discovery Channel, which aired last night, Friday's 10 o'clock Eastern Time, featuring our friend Megan Heaney-Greer, who is real nice. She was excellent at DEMA. She helped me out Wednesday and Thursday morning for the morning show festivities and hung out with us for a bit and gave away some cool things in her own right. You picked up a poster, am I right, Jerry? You got one of her record posters?
She brought me a poster.
Yeah, so, she was great. And it was really good to see her, and she's really doing what she can to give back to the dive industry. A great ambassador for
I actually
our group.
just got around to sending her thank you last night. So
oh, you did? Well, there yeah. you go. She might have been busy.
She
doing
is Wonder Woman of the dive community.
She is. She is kind of a Wonder Woman type of character, isn't she? I mean,
but you know, she's a super sweet person.
She is
very easy to get along with. She yep. acknowledges everybody and.
Very friendly.
Just a great friend.
Yeah, and like I said, great ambassador, you know, to kind of just show people that aren't into diving that maybe you should give this a go and just spotlight a little bit. She's a great representative on
Very
many levels
in
that regard. Much better than we are. So,
oh, yeah.
yeah. So I wanted to mention that. But also, you know, when we were at the DEMA show, I ran into Howard, who is, John Chatterton's partner in crime when he goes out and dives on that TV show The Curse of Oak Island, and that just started airing on the History Channel, the new season. Have you caught that, Jerry? Have you seen it?
Oh yes, this first episode was Tuesday, I think.
Well, I said I've seen two. I had them recorded and I caught them yesterday and got caught up.
Well then I'm backwards in
maybe
that first one may have aired while we was in Vegas,
yeah, that makes
but either
sense.
Way, man, it is going to be a great season.
Yeah, it looks good. You know, they go to this place called Oak Island. They're trying to find the Tempest treasure or something. I don't
the
know.
The Templar treasure.
Templars, yeah. And it's a cool story. But they pulled in last year John Chatterton, our diving friend extraordinaire who does crazy diving. And, you know, he's discovered, like, World War II submarines off the coast of Jersey and just done some insane kind of diving when it comes to wreck diving, especially, and some tech rebreather stuff. And they had a couple episodes where they featured him diving into this tube trying to find this treasure. Well, I ran into Howard, his partner in crime, at the DEMA show, and he said they have brought them back for the new season. Now, the first two episodes, they actually mentioned John Chatterton's dive from last year, and they haven't talked about him coming back, but Howard gave me a little heads up that they are going to be on the new season at some point. So if you caught any of that.
There's a clip on one of those that somebody's diving in a hole again. So
yeah. Well, actually, on the second episode, they dive into a well, but that wasn't yep. John. That was some other guys.
No.
But Howard told me at the DEMA show, and this might be a spoiler, or it's not a spoiler, but he probably wasn't supposed to, and he didn't tell me not to tell anyone. So, you know, mom and dad, don't tell no one.
It's a secret.
Howard and John are supposedly on Curse of Oak Island once again this season. So it's a very cool show on the History Channel. If you like diving and you like adventure and Indiana Jones stuff, you know, similar to the Treasure Quest Snake Island type of show, I think you'll find this thoroughly enjoyable and worth checking out. So that's The Curse of Oak Island, airing now on the History Channel. And we'll keep, I'm going to reach out to Howard here in a couple weeks and John and see what's going on. And we'll find out exactly when they're going to air their episodes. And then we'll get them back on and get a little sneak peek of what is happening. Now, Jerry, I got to ask you, being at the DEMA show, what was more memorable for you, being at the DEMA show or going to Vegas for the first time? I mean, how would you describe this experience for you?
Well, of course, anytime being with you and Scuba Radio is always great, and I'm very, very thankful for that.
Well.
But, you know, DEMA show this year was super great. Very nice turnout. The DEMA girls done a great job at it, and as always. And
absolutely.
But, you know, we only got to spend just a little time in Vegas, and it is there for me to explore even more because I kind of liked it.
Well, you got a little taste, you know, and when we do the DEMA show, I mean, that has a tendency to overtake your entire day. I mean, because Wednesday to Saturday when the DEMA show goes on, I mean, I'm going 90 miles an hour. And I got to tell you, it is intense, but it's fun. But it is intense, and you know, you'll put on a lot of mileage on your Fitbit, track a lot of steps. This is the first time I actually tracked it. I figured I was at least doing 5 to 10 miles a day, and sure enough, I came in at about 8 every single day now that I actually tracked it with the Fitbit. And on the last day, thanks to Jerry and I walking up and down the strip in Vegas, I did 30,000 steps, which would have been pushing 15 miles in a day, which, by the way, I came just short of 30,000 because when I was at the airport trying to I saw how close I was to 30,000. That's what you do with these Fitbits. You get to a certain level, like, oh, I'll just get it right over the next. I'll set a new record. And as I approached 30,000, the stroke of midnight hit, and it reset my Fitbit. So I was like, yeah! So I still set a record, but I didn't crack the 30,000 step mark, you know? So just be prepared if you get one of those, CJ. You'll become a
stroke
obsessed.
Of midnight, you'll become a pumpkin.
Well,
mine's on order, so.
Okay.
If you guys ever have me at the next shows, then you know that I'll have it on and we'll see. We'll compare.
Well, that'll never happen. We learned our lesson. We would never have you back at another show. He found that humorous.
Big thanks to Lacey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mermaid Lacey helped us out.
Yeah.
More coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Dear Santa, bring me a manta. That's all I want for Christmas this year. Don't need snow or mistletoe. A sleigh full of presents for a bunch of little reindeer. I've been thinking about sinking down into the briny blue. A nice warm day and a big old man ray will make my Christmas wishes come true.
Yeah, that is the Scuba Cowboy, thescubacowboy.com. Santa, please bring me a manta.
Hey, thanks for all the presents, big guy.
Yeah.
All the best from the Scuba Cowboy.
Well, that's, I just said that's who it was, so, but that's fine. You can go to thescubacowboy.com and pick that up as a cool gift for the diver on your list. They'll be very happy. I think that's on, I don't remember which CD that song is on, but you can buy it individually or buy a whole CD and put it in the stocking of the diver on your list. They'll be ecstatic. A gift from the Scuba Cowboy and you. It doesn't get much better than that for the holidays, for sure. Now, you know, we were at the DEMA show at the Bahamas Junkanoo party, you know, each day, 4 o'clock. We had our little happy hour extravaganza, and it was fun. Giveaway trips to the Bahamas, where's Neil Watson trips to Bimini Scuba Center there in the Bahamas, or Stewart Coves, or, you know, we got live aboard trips, and just all kinds of stuff we gave away. Made everybody very happy. And we had some rum punch, and then we had some enhancements to that rum punch that Jerry was able to secure from Tiny in Tennessee. And we got to give him a little shout out, do we not, Jerry? Come on.
Oh yeah, we got to give him a shout. Everybody loved this stuff. East Tennessee Distilleries, go check them out. Ask for their products at your local ABC store.
Yeah, that's right. So it's Mellow Moonshine, right? MellowMoonshine.com.
Mellow Moonshine. And, no, it's East Tennessee Distillery.com, I think is what it is.
Well, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Mellow Moonshine or something like
well,
that.
Well, Mellow Moon, I think. It's just MellowMoon.com, I believe, is the website.
Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
Yeah, MellowMoon.com. And you can pull that up and see what we're talking about. They make all these flavors of moonshine, including like butterscotch and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what was funny to me was watching the folks from the Bahamas, especially the Bahamian folks who are hanging out with that were tasting this stuff, because they're used to drinking their rum punch and not necessarily having, you know, authentic Tennessean moonshine available. But they, you know, it's funny how that brings people together. When you're not diving and you're having a cocktail or two at the tiki bar, that's kind of what it ends up being. But everybody universally is the same. When they have a shot of something, you know, concoction like Mellow Moonshine, where you drink it and you make this face where it goes, you know, like a baby's face is having a movement. And it's universal how that face is. And it was kind of funny seeing that from the Bahamian folks, as well as, you know, us folks from Florida and everywhere else. It kind of brought us together. You hear what I'm saying? And it was universal in that concoction. I don't know. What was the favorite? We had coconut moonshine.
The coconut and caramel was probably the best.
Now, those were two separate. I guess you could mix them. But
what? Everybody bragged on those two. The first bottle emptied was the regular bottle, the clear.
Just clear moonshine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, see, well, I you know, I was being good, and I didn't really drink a lot, as I probably should not in my, you know, being it's only been 3 months since I had open heart surgery. I'm thinking, moonshine might not be the best medicine for my current state, you know?
It got you blood pumping.
Anyway, it definitely would have done that, but I had one little taste. I will say, I think it was the,
clean your pipes.
Excuse me?
Clean your pipes.
Okay. I didn't have a pap smear. What are you talking about?
Pipes.
Pipes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, I forgot. You're working in that Tennessean accent. Is that what you're doing?
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing is so I tasted it, and I was like, maybe I'll say it was coconut. And I'm like, oh, and then all of a sudden it came in with the moonshine, like a second later. So it kind of had an after moonshine kick to it. So it was like, oh, you know, which is really what you're looking for, isn't it?
Sure.
I mean, you want to have that extra kick to things. So,
but it was smooth, though, wasn't it?
It was smooth, but kind of unexpected, I guess, for me. I mean, it's just like, whoa, there it is. Hello.
So kind of like Caitlyn Jenner.
Negatory.
I don't know.
Smooth and unexpected.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's just leave that alone. Anyway, yeah, it was good stuff, and the flavors were impressive, and everyone loved it. So we got to thank Tiny and his crew from Mellow Moonshine there in East Tennessee. That was very nice of them to hook up Jerry. So, you know, and then informed Jerry hooked us up. So we got to give him props, or at least a little shout out. Maybe we can get him diving. Did you talk to him about that at all?
Oh no, not yet. I've got to go back down and see them here before long, and we may have to try to sneak that one in.
Well, you have to do you got to do another run. Is that what they call it? Yeah, I mean you got to.
Oh yeah,
There's going to be moonshine in the trunk.
Restocking process.
So, yeah, the new season of Moonshiners kicks off next week, I believe. So, is there a chance we'll see you in it, Jerry, or no?
Negatory.
No, you're too
big
cool for those guys, huh?
Hey, I'm too busy with Scuba Radio.
Well, okay, and restocking our crew when we're not diving. When we're not diving,
whale.
What?
What is that? There she blows.
Oh my gosh, that's what you do with empty bottles of moonshine.
A whale.
Watch out for that tsunami.
Oh boy, quit it. Just stop it. All right. Well, there you go. Happy Thanksgiving. Make the best of it. Give the gift to Scuba. We'll leave it at that for now. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, it works. Safe
out there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.